cats and things from falling in there. And then to the head ground systems. Mm-hmm. Next door to where my mother lived, they had a ground system, and it was cement about that high all the way around. Ooh, the thing was as big around as, bigger than this room, it was round. And about that high was all cement. And up on top was flooring like a floor. Mm-hmm. And then up on top of that was a square about that high and had a door. Mm-hmm. You could raise that up and draw water up with a bucket out of that system. That would be a ground system, they'd call it. An old ground system.
Was it very deep?
Yeah, I imagine it was about 10 feet deep. Yes, ma'am. I imagine it's about, but that had rainwater in it, too. Mm-hmm. And that was good drinking water.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever see a house that had an L on it? Do you know what you call that place where the roofs join?
With what, dear?
Where the house and the L come together, that low place. Would you have a name for that?
Let's see, my home, what did I... No, my house was like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the way it was.
What about a little room at the at the top of the house, just under the roof?
Now, we never did have any of those things, but I've seen them here over there at the Nixon, the Driscoll Hotel. They called them what did they call the penthouse, didn't they?
Uh-huh.
Call them a penthouse. Mm-hmm. That was a house built up on top of the upstairs point. Mm-hmm. Penthouse. But I did read it, but I just barely know the name of it, and that's all they know, because I didn't know anything about the penthouse.
What about in your house? Do you have sort of a trap door you could pull down and get up into the space between the ceiling and the room?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, I have a large closet,
mm-hmm.
and there's an opening about that wide up in the ceiling, mm-hmm. where you could climb up there and get up in the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't been up there, no.
You ever heard that called the attic or the sky?
Yes, yes, attic, yes, ma'am. I've heard them called attic up there.
What about garret?
The what?
Garret.
Garret. I don't know what a garret is. What is a garret?
I think it's another name for attic. But
Maybe so. Well, I didn't know a thing about garret. Because, you see, if you were working in a home, you're not going to go all through that house checking that house and see how it's made.
No, I don't get you.
You're in the kitchen. You go in, take charge of the kitchen and the dining room and the pantry. And that's it. You're not around that checking that whole house. See what they've got up there and in there. Now, Mrs. Jones, she had a beautiful home, but she had the third floor, the attic, and she had a trunk room,
mm-hmm.
she'd store her trunks in. And poor thing, after I left her, she was a precious little woman, but she was sick all the time. She had a misery in her head all the time. She had several operations, I understand, on her head. But she told me, Annie, the minute my eyes open, that misery's there in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So poor thing, I don't know what caused it. She had several operations in New York, and then they traveled abroad and all. They were multimillionaires. He owns two or three ranches out here just this side, Mr. W.W. And then some of them were his son's ranches. What was his son's name? He's even dead. He had one boy, and he's dead.